listen. It's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese. Cliff and Kendall.
No.
Hey!
Oh, look, you're already dropping shit. Stuff.
We're in our booth. I'm sorry, I'm right here.
In here, we're so fat. I feel like every year this booth gets tighter and tighter.
How does that happen?
Because we get fatter and fatter.
No, we can't do that.
I think Charles is putting it together wrong every year. It gets smaller and smaller.
Well, when he fixes it, you know, there's another layer of duct tape on the inside, and so it takes up some of the room from in here.
We are in a glass booth. Here at the hospital prom in Busheltown.
Oh, we're at Busheltown General Hospital. Mm-hmm. And as Kendall said, we are in our glass booth. In case you missed that a second ago when he said that, we are in the glass booth here.
Just so you know, we're in a glass booth.
And, you know, we go all over town in it. And it was just so funny to watch Charles the Contractor and Crockpot try to just, like, heave the thing through the door.
Oh,
it took them so long. They had to turn it every which way.
They had to replace the doors here at the cafeteria of the Busheltown General.
But it's beautifully decorated out there. There's crepe paper. There's sprigs of rye all on the walls, balloons. Mm-hmm. There's an accordion player in the corner.
The theme is a night to remember. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
What was your prom theme?
Oh, God. I think...
Did you... You went to the prom.
Yeah, I did. I think it was... I could have danced all night or something stupid. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Ours was... I guess the theme was... Our prom song, even though we graduated after 1976, the song was You Look Wonderful Tonight. Eric Clapton.
You know, I have got this in a book somewhere. I'm going to look this up because now I'm interested to know what it was and what the song was and all that stuff. I have no recollection of any of it.
Right. Of course, we were lucky enough not to go to the prom in a hospital. But here we have... they've invited all the teens who are currently hospital patients, you know.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, if they missed their prom, then they can come. They're all invited. There's punch on the table over there. Mr. Snodbottom, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, they're out there chaperoning. And it's all being thrown by the Busheltown United Ladies League.
It's a wonderful thing they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, and of course, look, Charles is spiking the punch while Mr. Snodbottom is turned. Anyway, no, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. There's so many great people here at their prom that missed out on having a prom at their school, and they've done a wonderful job decorating here. And I'm so glad they invited us to sort of MC the event, if you will.
Well, we're not. Are we MCing?
Oh, I thought that's what we're doing. We're not.
I don't know.
Oh, Mr. Snodbottom said no. I thought we were here. I thought they invited us to come MC the event.
No.
I'm just kind of like the Carrie prom.
I think that's the worst case scenario.
Why did Charles shake his head yes and run out the door?
we have all seen a lot of blood already. You know, somebody's one of their IV tube popped out a minute ago, and somebody had to go out there and mop that up. But other than that, it's been lovely so far. They had the promenade where everybody sort of walked around, showed their tuxedos, and a lot of the tuxedos, you know, are backless, like a hospital gown tied up in the back. So
it's amazing they made those suits. Like,
it's amazing.
Gowns. Now, when you had your prom?
Yeah.
I know we're talking about our prom a lot now. But did you have a march that you had to do?
I didn't do it, and here's why. I went to the prom and I weighed 400 pounds. And on the way to the prom, have I not told this on the air in 10 years?
I don't know. Remind me, maybe.
Probably. Who the hell knows? If I told it many times, who would notice if I told it again? But when I went to the prom, we stopped to take pictures on the way at some park. And at the park, I ripped the seat of my tuxedo pants. Hugely.
So things haven't changed much.
No, they haven't. And we went, and I was driving because I got bullied into driving. And we stopped at like Eckerd's. because that was in business then.
I was about to say, oh my God, that's not even around
anymore. And I bought duct tape and electrical tape and taped up my tuxedo pants from the inside and the outside. And I was driving, and
I stapled them. That's what I used to do when I ripped my pants in high school.
And I guess I should have, but I thought tape, duct tape, what? How could that not work? And so, but it was very hard, and it took a long time in the bathroom, and blah blah blah. But I thought, you know what? I'm not going to walk around, and on the off chance that the tape doesn't hold, and there's my fat ass out in front of the world. So also, who cares? Why would I want a promenade anyway?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's 40 minutes of the show.
Well, now it's time for sad music.
All right.
Now, you know, I went with a senior when I was a sophomore.
Oh.
We were not like Slut. Anything other than a friend. Oh. She didn't have anybody to go, and she asked me. Of course, cost $1 million to go at the time.
Yeah.
But, and they like, for my senior prom, you didn't have to march, but then I had to march. I was like, oh, here I am, like a sophomore, marching in the prom. It's awful. And then when I went as a senior, I was dating this one girl. But
you didn't go with Susan?
No, we weren't dating this time.
When you were seniors?
No.
No?
Oh, no, we went senior. This was junior. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I was dating this girl, but over the summer before that, a friend of mine, we were like really close friends, and we said, well, we'll go to prom together. And then I started dating this other girl, and I said, well, I've already told her we'd go as friends. And so it's real awkward, because we went as friends, and then the girl I was dating went with her friend, and then we all had, like, dinner together. Awkwardest moment ever. So,
weird.
Yeah. Every moment of high school I had was awkward. So there you go. There's my life in a nutshell.
And that's, yeah, and me over in the corner with ripped pants.
Things don't change.
Oh,
Oh,
I haven't had this much fun dancing by since my wedding to Mrs. Butter 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 Jean.
I saw you cutting rug out there. You guys have really learned a lot from your dance class.
I know, you have to save some energy because I'm going to, you know, I have a big solo I'm going to sing later.
Oh, dear, I'm so excited. Yeah. Is it a waltz or a tango, dear? What is it, dear?
Well, it's a song for the teens.
Yeah, rumba then.
Dear, you know, I know you're an expert, dear. Your tango is unparalleled.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. You're not so bad yourself, dear. You're a wonderful leader.
Dear, you know, I love doing the vertical mambo with you, dear.
Oh, easy there, easy. And yeah, so I don't know what I was going to say. Got me so flustered there.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, so there's punch over there. Now, are there snacks? And are we allowed to have some?
Well, dear, I have been baking all night, dear, with special ingredients for all the different special cases, dear, at the hospital.
Well, oh, because so many are allergic.
Exactly. Exactly, dear.
Yeah.
Now, I did bring you a whole bag of goodies, dear.
Oh,
just for
thank
the two of
God.
You. Oh, you read my mind. Oh, look at the butternut Rye Krispies.
Oh, well, now do those have gluten in them?
Oh, dear, no, they don't have gluten.
Oh, why not?
Butternut Rye Krispies.
Oh,
dear.
I was hoping they had extra gluten.
They come completely gluten-free already, dear.
Have I told you that I really, in my heart, I feel like gluten allergies are a choice.
See, I think I'm allergic to not having gluten.
I know.
Well, dear, there's a lot of gluten-free things out there for the different patients, dear, but yours
is... Oh, dear, you know, my day, dear, we all ate gluten. Some of us just ate raw gluten for breakfast. It was a time the war was on. We were happy to get it, dear.
Yes, dear, I won't say on the air what happens to you when you have gluten, though, dear.
Oh,
I think I know. So, is that a choice? I don't think so.
Oh, no. But don't you think, I mean, come on.
Yes,
gluten allergies are a choice.
We all know.
They're a choice. Mm-hmm. Same,
just like our weight.
Same with lactose.
I'm lactose.
It's a choice. It's a choice. You chose that.
I'm fat toast.
God did not make you lactose intolerant.
God made us all perfect, dear.
Oh, yes. He especially well. Made you perfect, dear. I love it when you shake your money maker.
Oh my God, where did you pick that phrase up even? Where did that come from? Oh my God.
What is going on? Dear, I heard some of the kids saying it outside, dear.
I saw it on one of Funkers. videotaped.
That's when you're carrying your purse and shaking it around here, isn't it?
Yes.
That
it's
sounds
when
right.
You shake the printing press at the mint when you're printing a new $2 bill.
Ah, that's it. That must be it. Don't look on Urban Dictionary.
Anyway.
They're doing a waltz right now.
Oh, dear. Oh, come along, dear. We will show these young boys and girls on their crutches and wheelchairs how it's done, dear.
We will, dear. They have no idea what they're doing. One, two, three.
All right.
They're having a good time.
Oh, my.
I think it's like their prom all over again.
I think it is.
That's why they're here.
They didn't get to go to the prom together like you and Susan.
Uh-huh.
Not everybody has your charmed life, Kendall.
Well,
others of us have to struggle.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay? They ripped my pants when I went to the prom. Anyway, Cliff,
there's two kinds of people in the world. People who ripped their pants on prom night and people who didn't.
Cliff, don't quote me on that.
Don't. Quote me, Kendall, if I could ask you one thing other than to not touch the dial. Just don't quote me.
Don't do it. Don't quote me.
All right, this is the game show where we try to say who is doing the quoting.
Here with your guest, Wink Fattendale.
I'm just waiting for Kendall to put some blanks in there.
You know I tried.
I know.
I thricely tried to put blanks in there, but I didn't. All right, Cliff, I got a quote for you. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. Who said it, Cliff?
Was it old Martin Luther King?
No.
No?
It was Barack Obama.
Oh, okay. All right. Kendall, fewer things are harder to put up with than the annoyance of a good example. Who said it? Don't quote him.
Emily Post.
No, idiot. It was the Cliff and Kendall of his time.
Dom DeLuise.
No.
Oh, the other
idiot. Mark Twain.
Oh, Mark Twain. I love him. I should have known.
Damn it, you're right. You should have known.
All right, Cliff, my psychiatrist.
I picked it because I thought you would have known.
Well, you should have known better than that. My psychiatrist told me I was crazy, and I said I want a second opinion. He said, "Okay, you're ugly too." Okay. That was Dr. Blythe. No, I'm kidding.
That was Dr. Blythe. Was that Joan Rivers?
No,
no.
Rodney Dangerfield.
All right.
They did have some jokes that kind of bordered the same.
They did. You're the first to point it out. All right, Kendall.
On the show.
All right, Kendall. Have more than thou showest. Speak less than thou knowest.
That old Shakespeare.
It was the one.
Was it?
The only. The Billy Shakes.
I'm always so surprised when I get one. I'm surprised as you are.
Yeah. I don't know if you're quite as surprised.
All right, but do not dwell on the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment.
Present moment? Was that Oprah?
No.
Oprah?
Huda would have said that.
Buddha!
All
right, Kendall. I let the American people down.
Nixon.
And Nixon. And I have to carry that burden for the rest of my life.
He is a crook.
My political life is over. I will never again have an opportunity to serve in any official position.
Why didn't Ron Howard get me to play Nixon in that movie?
Maybe I can give a little advice from time to time.
They didn't have enough fabric for the costumes.
They didn't have as simple answer.
I got one more for you. You can have it all, you just can't have it all at once.
Oh, shit. I don't know, but they went from preaching to meddling.
You don't know?
What's that? I'm going to just take a wild guess. Martha Stewart.
No, but that one was Oprah.
Oprah!
That was a minute ago.
Oh, man. Kendall, the family of man is more than 3 billion strong. It lives in more than 100 nations. Most of its members are not white. Most of them are not Christians. Most of them know nothing about free enterprise or due process of law or the Australian ballot.
Threw me off there with Australian ballot.
I know, right?
Is that Nicole Kidman?
Don't let that throw you off. Who would you have
Hugh
said?
Hugh Jackman.
Who would you have said if not for the Australian ballot?
You think I would have gotten it then?
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yes,
she almost said it. Yeah. She quoted it in The Rose. But anyway, it was, let me see if you can get it now. The family of man is more than 3 billion strong. Right.
Even with that terrible impersonation. No, I'm kidding. Even with that spot on impersonation I got.
Why didn't Oliver Stone ask me?
Again, Cliff. Costumes.
Not enough. Fabric. Listen, when they make the Taft movie, if they don't ask me to at least read for it,
But I've got to take a break. I got to go pee so bad. And now I can't even have any of that damn punch because Charles has spiked it.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
This is tea. Filling a cup. Not with indigestion. Not with nerves. Not with sleepless nights. This is tea. This is calm stomach. Quiet nerves. Deep sleep. Make it hefty, hot, and hearty. Take tea.
Refueled and ready for hilarity, Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Oh, sorry, I thought a belch was coming. I was waiting.
No! Why would you think that?
I don't know. I'm so used to it. It's like a Pavlovian response.
Do you think I would really belch in your face in this glass booth, this tiny little mobile booth of ours?
I don't know. Should we listen back to all episodes of us in a glass booth?
Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Pardon you. Look, they have the balloon drop.
Oh.
Look at those. Everybody loves balloons.
That. Oh, that one girl, did you see her? She fell down because she was trying to bat a balloon with one of her crutches.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's okay. Charles is helping her up. That's okay.
Oh, God, don't help her up, Charles. Right. You'll break her other leg.
Oh, he just broke her other leg.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Can somebody help her, please?
Well, the ER is just downstairs.
Thank God.
So it's okay. I hope that everybody out there is enjoying our color commentation on the prom here in the hospital.
Oh, they're having a blast.
And it looks like a blast, doesn't it?
I wish we were part of it. I wish we were dancing. I wish we were the MC.
Mrs. Butter said, I believe she dropped her corsage when she was in here.
Oh, Kendall, it's pinned to your butt.
Oh, I thought something was sticking me in the butt. Oh, dear. Oh, it's slightly crushed, dear, but it's still beautiful.
It's beautiful. Oh, dear,
I'm so sorry.
Not as beautiful
it.
As your beautiful face.
Oh, dear, stop it. Just stop it.
Allow me to pin it on next to your doily collar there.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, a doily collar is the best place to have a corsage, dear.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
I hate to interrupt this love.
Oh, my God. Oh, what were you interrupting with?
That we need to keep going on with the show.
What?
Oh, dear, you're quite right. We're having improper etiquette. You're just standing here talking, dear.
Dear, we must go collect the ballots for the king and queen of the hospital
prom. Right, dear. We'll be right back, dear.
All right.
So, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, look. They're out there. They're starting the Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe. Wish we were part of that one, too.
Where did you come from?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Where did you go?
I forgot what I was going to say now, Cliff, because they're doing the Cotton Eye Joe.
Uh-oh. I used to know how to do that. Did you ever know how to do that?
No.
I knew briefly.
You knew how to do... Is that a dance? Cotton
yeah!
Eye
Joe? Oh, idiot.
I don't know.
God, it.
So eloquent, what you're saying. Cliff, I think it's time for a little community calendar.
All right, let's see what's happening
in Busheltown.
Around town here.
All right. Cliff, first of all, they're having a prom tonight.
They're having a prom tonight at Busheltown General Hospital for all the teens.
Well, no, but, you know, next week they're having the real high school prom over at the high school. And
it's weird they're having it this time of year, but...
They do weird shit here in Busheltown. But they had their old gymnasium was condemned, so they're putting in the new gymnasium this year.
Is that why it took them so long? They're doing it this late in the summer because the condemning of the building?
Of course. You got something, Cliff, for me?
I got plenty.
Oh, tell me.
You just sit down and listen, mister.
I'm sitting.
Kendall, the Busheltown United Ladies League, the same wonderful ladies who are responsible for this hospital prom tonight, They're having an onion chopping event for people who don't like to cry when they chop onions. And it's going to be this coming Wednesday. It's at noon, and it's in the lobby of the Rye Insurance Bureau building.
Wouldn't you cry just going there?
So, I don't know. You know, they wear masks, and they cut them, and they give them back to the squeamish people who don't like it, you know.
That's good.
It's a service to the community.
Well, what a wonderful service.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful service.
Cliff, they are having Senior Zumba.
Oh, shit.
At the community center Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And depending on the turnout, they might keep it up every week.
Now,
I know Mr. Snobbot and Ms. Pot Butter Butter, they better get there.
They may, you know, they're so busy it may conflict with something with
some other dance thing.
Or a Yahtzee tournament or something. But now, how senior do you have to be?
You know,
is it like these high school seniors?
No, it's like, I mean, I would say 60 or over.
There you have it. All right, Kendall.
We're not invited.
Kendall, you know what time of year it is. It's late in the summer and it's time. Oh, no, say the kids. It's time. It's time for back to school.
Oh, God.
And Kendall, to lighten the mood here in town and as a fun treat for the school kids, Sheriff Frog Blast, he's encouraging everyone to drive backwards on Monday, which is the first day of school.
Yeah,
so
that sounds great.
He wants everybody in town to just join in the spirit and back to school or to work or just wherever you're going that day.
All right, I'm staying in the house that day.
So watch out on the roads.
Oh,
Monday, you will, you know, reverse. Just put it, move the thing to the R.
You gotta love Sheriff Frog Blast.
You gotta love him.
Right.
He's the sheriff, got to love him. Yeah.
Well, there's a song for everything.
Yeah.
Cliff, they're having the Rye in the Sky Festival.
Oh.
This weekend out at the Bushtown Fairgrounds.
There's none
of that.
That
banned.
Punch. That punch.
Oh, you had some of the puns.
Yeah. And I'm not going to.
Explains a lot.
I'm not going to comment anymore.
Cliff, they are going for the world record. For the highest stack of rye.
Oh, my.
And the good old Rye Boys are playing, too.
Okay.
So, head on down to the fairgrounds this weekend.
All right. Kendall,
all right.
if you're not busy doing that, Saturday at noon, they're having a rally against the heat. People who are fed up, you know, with the heat around here.
I am fed up.
It's at Smigler's Air Conditioner Superstore.
I thought they better be inside.
And the citizens of Busheltown are going to make their voices heard and let Mom Nature know we're hot as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
And, when is that?
It's Saturday at noon, Smigler's Air Conditioner Superstore, and they're providing a free paper fan for each participant and a coupon for 10% off any air conditioner in the store.
Hold on, I'm just writing that down real quick.
All right.
All right, and I got one more for you, Cliff.
The hot humidity here in town.
You know, I hate it.
I hate it.
I'm going to go protest it.
You hate it. I hate it.
Mrs. Pearl's Boutique and Company is having a ribbon cutting ceremony on Main Street. They finally finished their shop over there. And they are going to have this Friday free hot dogs and free updos.
Whoa. So
head on over. I'm sure there's no veggie dogs, but you can get an updo.
That's what I always say. What's up, dude?
Yeah, classic, Cliff. Classic. That's all for community calendar.
That's all. That's all she wrote for the community calendar.
Oh, my God. Oh, are they about to? No. I thought they were doing King and Queen right now, but I guess they're waiting.
Oh, what are they waiting
for? They
want
to wait for our other segment. They're going to wait.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's very nice of them.
Whatever. You know, what we did this week, it's time for our segment where we help people.
Yes.
And we're spotlighting help this week while we're having this hospital prom. And so we got letters from the teens here in the hospital.
We did.
Yeah. And so you'll want to just, you know, yours is from a teen and mine's from a teen. And so we're going to help people live on the air. Face to face.
Cliff, let's help some people. You got questions?
You got questions?
We got it.
We got it. We got it. We got it.
Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. That's what everybody's saying, Cliff. You want to start us off?
Yes.
All right.
You open it up here. Let's see. Got to open it up. Here it is. All right. There we go. Open. All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall. My girlfriend and I, we often go out to dinner with another couple of teens and have done so all throughout high school. Oh, but Cliff and Kendall, it has become increasingly embarrassing because of the demands they place on the servers.
Oh my God.
Oh, they're a real couple of Cliff and Kendalls, if you'll pardon the expression. They always want more butter.
They ask for extra breadsticks.
And often demand it before the rolls are even served. They want more sauce, more gravy, more cheese, more dressing. Then more bread, then butter, then syrup. Basically, more of everything. Then they feel compelled to let the server know what was wrong with the meal after we were finished. Kendall and Cliff, how can my girlfriend and I, who are teens in a high school, bow out of dinner dates with them without canceling all our other social activities like cheerleading tournaments, etc.? How do we do it? And that's embarrassed right out in the audience.
Well, I think if it's something you want to bow out of, you just say, hey, I don't think we can do that. We'd rather spend some time together. We're going to go work on this other thing. We have homework to do. Make up an excuse. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you agree or do you disagree?
Agreed.
All right. Like Judge Judy over here. That's the help there. All right, Cliff, I got
that's
one for you.
What she says. It's her well-known catchphrase.
That's the help there. No, that's my catchphrase.
That's the help there.
All right, Cliff. Dear Cliff and Kendall,
this is my... Oh, wait, you didn't open yours.
Oh. How am I reading it?
You were just assuming that's how it starts.
Oh, yeah. All right.
There we go. Opened.
All right.
Oh, wait. It's part of it's still closed. There you go.
Okay, here we go. All right.
All good there.
This is it. Okay, here we go.
Then now don't
I think
just...
I was reading yours.
No, what were the idiot?
Idiot. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Can you believe this guy?
This is my first prom I've been invited to.
Oh.
The boy I'm with is a senior and a son of a friend of my mother's.
Son of a preacher man?
No, of a friend of my mother's.
Kendall, you know, the only
doesn't
boy that could ever reach me. Me. Yes, he was.
We've been friends for years and compete against each other in academics. The problem is that
don't you love academic competition?
I love it, Cliff.
The teens are into
like
it.
Like the mathematicians.
It's if they're not playing. Yeah, if they're not playing Pokemon Go, they're academically competing.
Well, you know, that's what they should be doing.
Sure.
So the problem is he asked a close friend of mine to go to the prom last week before he did me. And he did that right in front of me. So my friends, including the girl who said no, they kept telling me he really does like me, even though I was apparently a second choice. And the trouble is, I had already said yes to him, so now here we are at the prom. Or how do I keep from feeling like I was just a consolation prize? And that's second best. What do you say, Cliff?
It's his problem that he's so wishy-washy. And that he would do that to a person, it says more about him than about you.
Oh, shit.
Whatever you said your name was.
Reaching the Madeline. Second best.
Second best. No, don't settle for second best.
Your first best.
Yeah, your first best.
All right, Cliff,
second best.
And there's the help. Or whatever I said before.
Then there's the help there, yeah. Or whatever. Whatever Kendall's always known for saying.
Uh-huh. All right, Cliff, I'm sorry.
Don't got nothing for that one.
Don't got nothing for that one. They're starting to crown the king and queen.
Oh, my.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn's making the announcement over there.
Oh, look, in there, put... It's, who is it? Who's the...
Who is that over there?
Billy Robertson. They've just crowned him king of the hospital prom.
Unfortunately, he's in an iron lung. They're putting that crown right on top of the unit
They'll
there.
They'll just sit it there. They probably met with a magnet, maybe put it on there.
Uh-huh.
All right, there, but now she's reading the name of the queen, hospital prom queen. Who? Oh, Becky Rosenblatt.
Rosenblatt. Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh, wonderful.
They're rolling her up. Look.
Oh, there she is. All right. And probably, you know, once those casts come off, she'll be able to move her arms and get the crown situated right.
Oh, now, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter and Mr. Snobbum, they're going to do the first dance since they can't just for the couple.
Oh,
that's
in
sweet.
Place of them. Like they're avatars.
Uh-huh. That's look at them moving. Look at them go.
Look at them go. Oh, shoot. You know,
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter can move like that.
I didn't know. You know, that's one of those new songs.
Uh-huh.
On the, let's hear
She's
what it is.
She's shaking her second. Moneymaker.
Yeah. Oh. Whoa, that is...
Wow.
I've never heard that. That's a hit song of today.
I hope his bowels hold up.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, well, Kendall, that's... this show, we've got to wrap this up because I'm going to do a big number for the teens.
That's what I keep hearing.
As soon as this big hit and they stop dancing, I'm going to go out there and dedicate a song to the teens.
All right, well, let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
It's sad that it's almost over.
It is.
Do you have a good quote for us?
Oh, Kendall, do I have a good quote for you?
Do you?
Kendall, although the world is full of suffering, it is full also of the overcoming of it. And that was said, oh, she couldn't have said it weller. It was Helen Keller.
Oh, I can't wait for the overcoming of it.
Yeah.
Cliff, you can get married 3 or 4 times, but prom is a once-in-a-lifetime event. That was an unknown Arthur.
Nobody knows. It was just probably written in a bathroom stall.
It's a beautiful quote in a bathroom stall.
Kendall, the difference between what we do and what we are capable of doing would suffice to solve most of the world's problems. And he said it right, and he said it to all of us. Gandhi.
Oh, Gandhi.
Oh, Gandhi.
Oh, Gandhi.
That's when I type out OMG, I mean, oh my Gandhi.
That's good. Cliff, I'm going to go have a little dance with Mrs. Potter Butter Churn while you sing.
All right. Well, so here, you carry out the thing.
Okay, I got the mic. Here we go.
All right, carry it out. No, don't trip over those medical cords there.
I'll try.
All right, now don't step on that team.
I got it.
All right, here, I'm going to start.
Okay.
All right, this is for all the teens in Busheltown here at tonight's hospital prom. When you're young and so in love as we, and bewildered by the world we see, why do people hurt us so? Only those in love would know what a town without pity can do. If we stop to gaze upon a star, people talk about how bad we are. Ours is not an easy age. We're like tigers in a cage. What a town without pity can do. The young have problems, many problems. We need an understanding heart. Don't they help us? Try and help us before this clay and granite planet falls apart. Take these eager lips and hold me fast. I'm afraid this kind of joy can't last. How can we keep love alive? How can anything survive when these little minds tear you in two? What a town without pity can do. Just look at Kendall and I and imagine how fat we were as teenagers. You think anybody took pity on us? Huh?
How can we keep love alive? How can anything survive when these little minds tear you in two? What a town without pity can do. No, it isn't very pretty. What a town without pity can do.
Thank you, teens. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com